The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed. In the course of the night, in the early hours of the day, the Lord spoke to me that there's somebody that he's going to do something very special for in this morning's meeting. And I believe that person is listening to me right now. And I pray for you this morning that the exact thing that God has in store for you to move you forward, God will do it for you this morning. The exact thing that will help your life to move forward, God will do it for you this morning. You will never be ashamed. I say you will never be ashamed. What God has started in your life, he will complete it. I say what God has started in your life, God will complete it. So shall it be. We had a great time at the wedding yesterday of one of our daughters here. To God alone be all the glory. To God alone be all the honor in Jesus' name. Welcome at least two people to God's presence and tell them you are welcome. You are welcome, and then please be seated.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
Things in your life and in your family in Jesus' name. Give him another big clap. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning and to this first service. To God alone be all the glory and to God alone be all the honor in the name of Jesus. We are in for a very serious time in the services this morning, and I trust God that what God has for you and for your family, you will not lose it or miss out of it in the name of Jesus. God's plan, God's purpose, God's intention for you will not be lost in the name of Jesus. It's an impartation service, and this morning I'll be speaking on strategies for forward movement. You can also call it impartation for forward movement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every child of God is destined to go forward. Every child of God is destined to do well. I have never seen any child of God that God said, you, my plan for you is that you will not do well. No. Every child of God has been destined to do well. But to do well is not automatic. There are strategies. And one of the worst things that can happen to a person is not to know the next thing to do for you to do better than what you have done before. And you can't get out of life what you are not willing to put into life. So today, I'll be showing us some of the major forces that moves people's life forward. some of the major forces that changes people's trajectory. And I trust God that after this morning's encounter, somebody's life will never be the same again. If you are that person, can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Number one is be adventurous. Be adventurous. Adventure is a combination of two words, ad and venture. Life is dynamic and things are changing. And the only way to keep moving forward is to keep adding to your venture. Adding to your venture. Life is made for venturing, and we must keep adding. If you will be ahead, you must keep venturing ahead. You must keep striving ahead. There is a popular story in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3 to 6. 16, you know the story very well. I have four lepers. The Bible says, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gates, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we shall die also. Now therefore, come, and let us fall upon the host of the Syrians. If they shall save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall die. And they arose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled into the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried 10 silver, gold, raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried 10 also, and went and hid it. And then said one to another, we do not well. What we are doing is not good. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told him, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied, ass tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porter, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto the servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore, are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. And one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all of the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as the multitude of Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see. They took therefore 2 chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messenger returned and told the king. Verse 16, where I will stop. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. This is the story of how 4 lepers delivered the people. There was famine, and everybody was at the point of death. Everything was not working out well. Then 4 lepers said, "Let us go to the camp of the enemies. Let us go there. Because if we stay there, we are going to die. If we go there, they might kill us, they might not kill us. Let us go in the form of an adventure." The Bible says they rose up and they went there. As they were going, God made their footsteps to be like chariots. So as they were moving, it was as if there was horse moving. So the people they were going to meet, they ran out of the city and left their gold, their silver, everything they had, and left it there and ran away. The Bible says when they got there, they first went to one tent. They first ate first because they've not eaten in a long time. And after eating, they started gathering things. They started, "It's not good for us to be like this. Let us go and tell our people that there is free food, there is free gold, there is free raiment." And they went to call them. The king said, "No, they just want to set us up." And they said, and one of the servants said, "No, they are not setting us up. Let us try." And as they went there, they saw that it is for real. The blessing coming on your life this year shall be for real. Adventure is what life is about. And how can you be adventurous? Number one, have foresight. How to be adventurous? Have foresight. This is the ability to see beyond the present and to see the unseen and the unknown. To move ahead, you must look ahead. If you are going to move ahead, you must look ahead. No matter where you are now, it's a transit point, it's not a terminus. Look ahead, be adventurous. Be adventurous so that you can move forward. How to be adventurous? Number two, be informed. If you are going to be adventurous, you must be informed. A resourceful adventure is fueled by information. Be current and up to date about developments in your field of endeavors. Information puts you ahead. I've often told you, information is what makes you escape deformation. In your areas of business, if you are going to move ahead, you must gather information. You must look for adequate information. Pray for somebody this morning. The grace to do this, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you don't want to be left behind, go for information. If you don't want to be left behind, go for information. In your areas of skill, in your areas of assignment, in your areas of endeavor. How to gather information? How can I gather information? What do I do to be able to gather information? Number one, be a reader. If you are going to get information, you must be a reader. One of the easiest ways to gather information is through reading. Be studious. Many believers don't read. No wonder they lack so much information. You see, when you read, you are rubbing minds with those you are reading their materials. Their experiences of 10 years, 20 years, within a space of reading for 30 minutes, 1 hour, you are getting what somebody learned in 10 years. I'm writing a book presently now that should be out very soon. The information in that book is an information that has been gathered over several years. And of course, like some of the other books that we have written. The Bible says in Proverbs 27, verse 17, it says, "Iron sharpeneth iron." If you are going to be an iron that is sharpened, you must rub your mind with people whose minds are sharpened. If you see somebody who is a reader, you are face to face with somebody who will soon move forward. Because in the place of reading, you will pick strategies. In the place of reading, you will pick information. In the place of reading, you will pick things that will help your life and your business. Pray for somebody here today. The grace to be a reader, receive it in the name of Jesus. Many of us have books. It's not that you don't buy books. You have books, but how many of it do we read? Having a library is not the ultimate. What you do with the library is what matters. Somebody will say, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm very busy. Yes, you always appropriate your time to what is important to you. If you know the importance of reading, you appropriate time to it. If you know the importance of reading, you appropriate time to it. Right from reading the scriptures to reading books and materials by people filled with the Spirit of God, instead of wasting time on Instagram and wasting so much time on Facebook, spend time to get information, reading vital information that will help and enhance the work you are doing. I pray for you today that the work you are doing will not collapse. The work you are doing will not be destroyed. In the name of, when the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, it's not only the Bible. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved. It's not only the Bible. He's talking about anything, any material. Any material that will help your life. So study to show thyself approved is not only talking of the Bible alone. Materials of your areas of interest. Some of you are trusting God for financial breakthrough, but you have never read any book on finance. You have never even touched prosperity and recession. You don't even know that there's a book called Prosperity and Recession. Some people are having problems with in-laws and they've never read Marriage and In-Laws. You read in areas to which you want to develop. You invest your time in areas to which you want to develop. Cut down on TV time. Cut down on time used for wastage. Invest it into your books. And you will see yourself going forward. Many of us don't read. But I pray that the grace to be able to acquire right information that will sharpen your mind, receive it today in the name of Jesus. I say receive it today in the name of Jesus. I say receive it today in the name of Jesus. Number two, how to gather information. Be a learner. If you want to gather information that will help you move forward, be a learner. There's a big difference between learning and schooling. There's a big difference between learning and schooling. There's a big difference between training and education. Schooling does not equal to learning. Many went to school, but school did not pass through them. They passed through school, but school did not pass through them. If you are going to move forward, you must keep learning. Someone say, I must keep learning. Learning is an endless process. School has a calendar. Learning doesn't have calendar. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? School has a calendar, academic calendar. But learning does not have calendar. You must keep learning. The reason many people are not going forward is because they do not continue to learn. They are still working with old school ways of doing things. Learners want to know more. Learners are men and women of questions. They ask questions and so they get answers. They ask questions and so they get answers. It is on record that only Isaac Newton asked the question, why does an apple fall to the ground and not go up when it's disconnected from the tree? Why is it that it goes down? And because he was a learner, he was able to discover the law of gravity. Am I right? Others were just seeing the apple dropping. He said, why is this apple dropping? Why is it that when it's disconnected, it goes down, not up? It was only the Wright brothers that believed that iron can fly in the sky. Every other person said, it can't fly. Even the Edinburgh Society of Engineers said, no iron can fly in the sky. It's not possible. two brothers came together and said, it is possible. And that was how the aeroplane came about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will move forward, you must keep learning. Pray for somebody here today. The grace to be an ardent learner. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. And you know, this law of gravity is what brought about many other scientific knowledge. Many other information came as a result of that knowledge of one man always learning. Number three, how do you gather information that will move you forward in your career, in your business, in your vocation? Be observant. Be observant. Observation is one of the best ways to gather information. Let your eyes be seeing eyes and your ears be hearing ears. Look at good things that others are doing. Observe it and improve on it. Look at things that others are doing. Observe it and improve on it. Observe. Many of my mentors have never sat me down on many things. I just observe. I observe the way they fast. I observe the way they study. I observe the way they treat their wife. I observe the way they carry themselves with honor and dignity. And I just observe it, pick it, and improve on it. Everyone that will move forward must be observant. Nobody's going to sit you down except you are just a lucky person. And if you have that kind of person that will sit you down and teach you something and you don't take advantage of it, that's like a waste of destiny. Nobody's going to sit you down and be telling you this is what to do. This is what to do. This is what to do. You are the one that will open your eyes and be observant. And then you take it up from there. I see somebody here this morning moving forward in the name of Jesus. Your life will move forward. The work of your hands will move forward. I said the work of your hands will move forward. I said the work of your hands will move forward. In the name of Jesus. You know, a lot of students that are in school that are not observant, especially those that sit right at the very back, that don't listen to what the lecturer is saying, they are the ones that have the lowest grade. Because what the lecturer will say that will make you pass, he might not shout. He might just whisper. This particular line, be careful. You better study it very well. He has already told you. And that's the place the question is coming from. Be observant. And then your life will be better. I see somebody's life being better this morning in the name of Jesus. I see somebody's life being better in the name of Jesus. I move to number two. The first point is be adventurous. The strategies for moving forward. First point is be adventurous. And I gave us several points under that. How to be adventurous, have foresight, be informed, how to gather information. Be a reader, be a learner, be observant. Did you get that? Now, number two. Strategy for moving forward is one of the most important of all strategies. This is one strategy that unbelievers use to beat believers hands down. This is one strategy that people that don't know Jesus, that you and I know, they used to scale and change levels in life. It's called diligence. I'm going to spend most of my time on this before we pray this morning. There is no one that can move forward in life without diligence. Note the following about diligence. A. Working or being diligent shows your desire to move forward. No work, no motion in life. Working or being diligent shows your desire for you to move forward. You know, talk is cheap. Anybody can just say, I want to move forward. I want to go forward. No. It is working that shows your desire. B. Thing to note about work is that walking is your reaction against lack and want. Walking is your reaction against lack. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10. He that does not walk must not eat. For even when we were with you, that we commanded you that if any would not walk, neither should the person eat. You must, it's a must. Now listen, no sweet can enter your mouth until sweat comes out of your body. No sweet can enter your mouth until sweat of work comes out of your body. That's the way God has done it. Either you are from one country or another, it doesn't matter. Walking is your reaction against lack and want. See, are you following me this morning? The ladder between you and your next level is work. The ladder between you and your next level in life is work, not just talk. The ladder between you and your next level in life is work. D, thing to note about work is that you change your situation through work. You don't watch to see if your situation will change. You work to see your situation change. You change your situation through work. If things are not going on well, then you have to work better. If things are not working the way it's supposed to work, then you have to work better. I know this one is like bitter cola in the mouth of many of us. But I've been sent by God to show us what it takes for you to move forward. E, thing to note about work, your expectation will never become a reality without your participation. Your expectation can never become a reality without your participation. You cannot experience what you are not ready to participate in. Your expectation cannot become a reality without your participation. So, if you are going to get a great expectation, you must participate. Someone say, I will participate. Someone say, I will participate. Again, say, I will participate. Hallelujah. Always do what you can find until you find what you want. Always do what you can find until you can find what you want. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I know you want to be in the corporate world. But before you get a job in the corporate world, work with your hands in the field that you have found. If it's corporate world you want and it's cleaning world you found first, clean. Anything that is legitimate that your hand can find, do it while you are expecting something better. Hello. G. No work, no wealth. No work, no wealth. Proverbs 10 verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand. He becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh what? Rich. So what this means is that poverty is a process. It does not jump on people. If you are not ready to work, forget about wealth. Forget about prosperity. If you are not ready to put in what it takes, forget about prospering. Both poverty and wealth are a choice. It does not jump on us. It is a product of work. Proverbs 14:23. In all labor, there is what? Profit. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. But the talk of beliefs tended only to penury. One thing I want you to know is that God does not like idleness. You check through the scriptures, you will see that one of the first things that God gave to man is work. Genesis 2, verse 8. One of the first things that God gave to man, that's it. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put a man. Now go to verse 15. Then, to do what? Is it to be looking at the garden? Is it to just be staring at the garden? Is it to be taking selfie in the garden? What is he supposed to do? To dress it and to keep it. That's where most believers miss it. You want to move forward? Are you kidding me? With that work? How? Where? You can't taste riches outside of work. That's why the Bible tells us in that call to worship that we read today in Psalms 1, verse 3, he tells us that whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms 1, verse 3. Say anything. Say, and it shall be like a tree. That's talking about you. Planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall what? Whatsoever he is doing. If he's a chemist, he will prosper. If he's a pastor, he will prosper. If he's into anything he's doing, he will prosper. You will prosper. I say you will prosper. I say you will prosper. So to be idle is an anathema. It's not right. It's a miss. It's wrong. It's a call to poverty. It's a call to penury. It's a call to backwardness. Nobody here will be backward again. I say nobody here will be backward again. Even if you are a covenant practitioner, you pay your tithe regularly. Don't hide under that. You must still be a worker. Because the meeting point between you and the divine forces that helps you is work. The meeting point between you and the divine forces that helps your tithe to work is this matter of work. It's your work that God will bless. It's the assignment you are doing that will produce great consignment for you. That's why when a man wants to get married, one of the first, after they ask him, what's your name? Where are you from? The next thing they will ask is, which work do you do? If immediately you say, I'm not working, I'm not doing anything, the father, take this guy away. When he has work, let me know. Because you must have work. Without work, you don't have worth. You must have a work you are doing. You must have something that God will use to propel you forward. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. So, God created man to walk. An idle man is an abuse to redemption. There is no progress without activity. Progress is actualized through work. Every reaping is preceded by sowing. Every reaping is preceded by sowing. If you are going to reap, you must sow first. If you are going to harvest, you must plant first. If you are going to enjoy tomorrow, you must do something tangible today. If you are going to have a better future, you must invest into your task today. Progress is actualized through work. Idleness has kept many backward. Do you know that upward of 1400 AD, every country and continent were all at the same level? All the countries were all at the same level. America, China, all the countries of the world, blacks, Asians, everybody were all on the same level. What distinguished some people and made them develop countries? Work. Some people have very terrible work culture. Somebody gets to the work in the morning and begins to play music to enjoy for 3 hours. Somebody gets to work in the morning and places a film and begins to watch. If you are working in the advanced country and you doze at work, you are fired. As in, not that you slept, or you doze, you are just dozing. During working out, you are fired straight. But they did not employ you to come and doze. If you know you want to doze, be at home. Your work culture must be very effective if your life will move forward. That's what I'm trying to say. Your work culture must be effective if your life is going to do better than where it is now. Work is the avenue for social, physical, personal, and organizational development. It is through work that you maximize your potential. There is a potential in you, but that potential cannot come out except you are ready to work. Until you are ready to work, the potential in you cannot come out. So your measure in life is determined by how much of potential you release through your work. Your measure in life is determined by the measure of the potential you put in through your work. In John chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus was speaking, saying, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Jesus is a worker. God is a worker. So you and I, what we now say is our problem now. Jesus is a hard worker. God is a hard worker. Every day, the Bible says he never sleeps nor slumbers. Every one of us that desire to move forward this year must be working. If you don't work, things can't work. If you don't work, things cannot work. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were great workers. Despite the fact that Isaac was born into wealth, his father was very wealthy and rich by the time he was born. If Isaac was like this time, he'd be like a son of someone like Dangote or all these other people. Was born into wealth. But do you know, Isaac did not look at that wealth. He was a hard. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Genesis 26 and verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. He sowed in the land. This was the time of famine, hard ground. People were dying of hunger. Isaac sowed in the land. God now said, because you are sowing in the land, I will bless you. The economy is not the challenge. Before it was Africa, the Africa is very tough. Now, it's not like that anymore now. we expect pastors to fast, to pray on oil, and to fast and pray on our life, and then release oil upon our life so that we will not walk, we just begin to get blessing. It doesn't work that way. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, it's not about the economy, it's about the work. Inactivity results in flabby muscles, extra fat, poor circulation, weakening of the bones and ligaments. It is better to wear out than to rust. It is better to wear out than to rust. That is, whatever is allowed to rust is a waste. But whatever wears out, there is evidence of usefulness. Are you getting what I'm saying? If something rusts, you say, that thing is wasted. But when you wear out, it means that you walked. There's an evidence that you use your life to walk. You say, the person is now worn out. It's still better than for you to rust from not doing anything. Because one of the major things that not walking causes, plenty sickness, flabby body, obesity, weakness of the bones and ligaments. Because work does not kill. Work will always be something that we add to you. Let me tell you, if you are working in a place, never ever let them count you among the laggards. You know, laggards, those are at the back, those are not doing well in the company. Never allow them to count you among the laggards. Many believers don't move forward. They say it's demon that didn't allow them to move me forward. It's not demon. It's because you are not walking. Coming to work is not work. The fact that you appeared at work doesn't mean you are working. Put in the hours. Put in the hours. Even pastor will not need to much for you before God will be blessing you, blessing the work of your hands. Put in the hours. Somebody selling bread, and you resume at the place where they are selling bread. You resume there by 11 o'clock. When those that want to eat bread, they have already ate something else. When they don't see your bread, they bought yam or they bought potato or they bought something else. Now say, I don't know why my bread is not selling. Your bread is not selling because bread is early hours sales. It's early hours. How many of you notice that places where they wake up very early, those cities prosper very well? Yes. Cities where you can wake up anytime you like, they don't prosper as much. I pray for somebody here today that the grace to be able to prosper as you walk, receive it in Jesus' name. Covenant people don't make provision for retirement. Because some people, by the time you just get to say, I'm already looking towards retirement. Covenant people don't make provision for retirement. And it's in the Bible, Psalm 92 verse 14. Psalm 92 verse 14. Even in old age, they are still fruitful. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. So even when they are old, yes, they might not be doing the kind of rigorous work they used to do before, but they are still doing something. I pray for somebody today. The grace to be able to do the work that will lead to your forward movement. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. I say receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your heart will not hate work. Some people, by Sunday evening, like they are very sad. They begin to post, how I wish this weekend is extended. How I wish that I don't have to go to work tomorrow. This weekend is so short. It's because you don't love work. And that's why you are not moving forward. I'll talk more about some of these things in the second service, where we go deeper into these matters. My prayer for everyone here today is that the grace and the power needed to be able to add value to your own life and to move forward, receive it in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Rise on your feet, people. Let's give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to thank Him this morning. Appreciate Him this morning. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. Father, we bless your name. Father, we exalt you, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Father. Our Father,
our Father who art in heaven,
amen,
hallowed be
our Father. This morning, give him all the praise and all the glory. Celebrate God from the depth of your heart. Let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Let God hear your voice of appreciation. Let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Let God hear your voice of thanksgiving. Thank him for the word he has given to you. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We adore you. Mighty God, awesome God, the King of glory, the Lord of lords, the I am that I am. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship you. Father, we celebrate you. You are worthy. You are marvelous. You are gracious. Retosika labadagadabaya baladaya. La para dalina kalabasia kakataza. Reketila varatuze pelenina. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just before we go ahead to begin to pray for that this morning, you are here or you are connected to us online and you are saying to me this morning, Pastor, I want to move forward, but I know I have to first make my ways right with God. Please pray with me. It's not that you are a bad person or something, but you just want to start with God all over again. You want to rededicate your heart to God. You want to give him your life afresh. I want to pray with you this morning. All heads bowed. Anywhere you are right now, online, on ground, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you just where you are standing, and the Lord will bless you.
We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you.
Can lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you just where you are standing. God bless you. God bless you.
We wait on you.
We wait on you.
We wait.
Also here, you want to break an addiction, or you are listening to me under the sound of my voice, anywhere you are connected from, you want to destroy the power of a particular addiction. You know it and God knows it. You want the help of God in that area. Also, you can lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up very well above your head. Also, this morning, you want today to be the day. Today, 16th of February. You want to remember today always as the day you rededicated your heart and your life to God. I also want to pray with you this morning. God bless you. Lift up. While I'm speaking now, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. So let the pastor pray with you. Let him 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 pray with you. And as you accept him, he will bless you and bless your life afresh in the name of Jesus. I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and then I'll pray for those whose hands are lifted just where you are. 1.
Daily as I live, all the nights I dream, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Oh, daily as I live,
daily as I live,
open
as I breathe,
let my whole life
be the expression of your grace. We cry, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
Hand lifted. 2. I'm about to pray for those who are rededicating their heart to God, resubmitting their lives to God. And as you do so, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, with your right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, this morning afresh, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me one more time. Blessed be thy name. Help me to live for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep that right hand lifted as I pray with you just where you are standing. Father, I ask that you bless these ones. Let your hand be upon them. Give them grace to please you all the days of their lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Please ensure to see the counselors immediately. Online, send us a text, a WhatsApp to that number and that email. And God will bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.